This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
The recent downgrading from level 3 lockdown restrictions to level 1, the major question that I think is being posed by a lot of employers is whether or not they can start allowing their full staff complement to return to the respective workplaces. Interestingly, public servants in Tshwane are presently at loggerheads with the city's acting municipal manager over her directive to recall all employees back to work. In an internal circular that was actually released, the acting municipal manager is ordering staff to work at 100% capacity due to the recent evidence that COVID-19 infections and transmissions have actually declined. But how many workers have been put in a similar position, you know, ordered to return despite the very real, very present dangers of COVID-19? We've seen with the passing of Karima Brown that COVID-19 is still taking lives. But joining us on the line to help answer that question is labor lawyer Natasha Moni. Natasha, thank you so much for your time and thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So I'll get straight to the question. Are companies allowed to force employees to come to work now that we've moved to lockdown level 1? Restrictions have been eased. Infections are on the decline. Are those factors enough to have employers force employees back into the workspace?
Well, the beauty about alert level 1 is that we can ask your employees to come back to work, especially those employees who have been sitting at home doing nothing. Obviously, those employees who have been at home working, it's a different story. But so long as the company can apply the regulations in terms of the Disaster Management Act, which state that the businesses can now have 100 people on one floor as opposed to 50. And they keep with the restrictions of a mask and sanitizers, et cetera, in order to ensure that the spread of COVID is diminished. Yes, they can ask the employees to come back to work. To force them to come back to work is for me, a different story. Mm-hmm. It all depends on your operational requirements and the inherent requirement of the job. If you have been sitting at home and earning only 20% of your salary because you cannot do the work from home, then by all means, I would go back to work. But if you have been at home and you are capable of continuing on at home, then there needs to be a bigger and broader discussion with your boss. Yeah. In terms of how to cope. Look, if you think about it, if you are an employee who has children, the educational sector is one of the sectors that have not been entitled to go down to a level 1 lockdown. Sure. Situation. So you still, if you are an employee with children, you still have to, the employers must factor that in terms of how difficult it is for you to be at work, and then who is going to look after the children and ensure their safety.
Yeah, now that the kids are back at home, or some of them are home. You raise an interesting point that I hadn't thought of. We know that with the restrictions, building capacity is something that is being considered because, you know, for purposes of social distancing. So for instance, if as at a workplace environment, your building capacity only allows you to have a staff complement of about 100 as opposed to, you know, the 500 that it usually accommodates, picking and choosing who forms part of that 100, doesn't that open the employer up to some kind of, you know, discriminatory practice? If, let's say, he or she, the employer, requires that 100 to return to work, the remaining 400 to remain working from home, that implies some unfairness to a certain degree.
No, absolutely. And that would be terribly unfair. The only time that what employers have been doing is on a roster, so a rotation. So the first 100 work on a Monday, the second 100 work on a Tuesday, etc., yeah, etc. And that would be the fairest way. You know, in law, especially labor law, it's not on justice and equity, it's on fairness. How fair are you? And this commands communication with your staff members, communication with the work forums, the workplace forums, and also your trade unions. You need to be able to sit down with your staff and say, how do we keep up production? How do we keep making money? And how do we keep you safe? And all three of those questions need to be answered. Now, we've gone to alert level one before, and that was in September last year. So this shouldn't be new to all the companies. I'm wondering, though, if you have comorbidities and you have been continuing to work from home, if an employer can force you to come back. And that again, is a very sensitive issue. One would have to remind the employer that we are still in a national state of disaster. So they need to comply with the Disaster Management Act. And also, our president said in our family meeting that we had to, if we could remain working from home, then we need to stay at home. And look, that's not law, but that is a principle that we need to apply as employers to all our workers, unless it is the inherent requirement of the person's job to return to work.
Well, Natasha, thank you so much. You've helped us really get a broader understanding of kind of the duties and the obligations placed on the employee when it comes to safeguarding their employees while having to kind of handle this balancing act of ensuring that the company is still productive at an optimum level. It's certainly not an easy position to be in, but we are guided by our laws, our labor laws, and we are certainly being guided by the State of Disaster Management Act. Thank you so much for your time. That's labor lawyer Natasha Morney.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.